So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlekes whether hamagbiyah mitzil chaveir kana chaveiroi or loy kana chaveir, whether one can acquire a lost item on behalf of someone else or not, and cited our Mishnah as proof of loy kana chaveiroi. The Mishnah says, amar lechaveir tinali, not lova amra nizachisi ba zachaba. After picking up the item, the first person can acquire it for himself, indicating loy kana chaveiroi. His initial acquisition on the other's behalf was not effective. However, the Gemara answered that we could hold kana chaveiroi where he intended to acquire it for the other person. However, our Mishnah refers to where de'amar tchila. He initially picked it up with the intention to acquire it for himself and never intended to acquire it for the second person. The Gemara now offers an alternate solution. De'amar tinali v'loyamar zachali. The second person merely asked to hand it to him and not to acquire it for him. Therefore, the first person never intended to acquire it for the second person. The Gemara explains the reasoning of Leikana Chaveiroi. This acquisition is not effective because Habatevis L'Bachayiv B'Makam Shechav L'Acherim V'Leikano. The acquisition for this person negatively affects others who now lost the opportunity to acquire the item themselves, therefore it is not effective. The Gemara challenges this principle from the following brisa. Metzias Poyel La'atzmai. If a hired worker finds an ownerless item, it belongs to him. This is only if he was hired for a specific task that does not pertain to his finding. Therefore, it belongs to the poel, and as Rashi points out, the time he spent taking the metziah is deducted from his wages. However, if he was hired to work for the day, all his efforts during this time are done on behalf of his employer, including his acquiring the metziah, and it belongs to the balabais. This indicates kana chaveira, a person can acquire something on behalf of someone else. The Gemara answers, shani payel de yadikiyad balabaisu. A worker's power of acquisition works directly on behalf of his employer, and it's considered as if the balabais picked it up. Zakta Mishnah, ra'asa metziah v'nafal leal, uvo'achar v'hichzik ba. If someone fell upon a lost item, and someone else then picked it up first, the second person acquired it. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Rabban instituted that one cannot seize an ownerless item found within four amas of another person, because the four amas surrounding a person act as his chatzar and acquires on his behalf. In order to avoid quarrels. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Niknu le arba amas didei. The person who fell upon the item should acquire it with his four amas. The Gemara gives two answers. Deloy Omar Akni. He did not state explicitly that he wants to acquire it with his four amas. And so kibin de nafal goli daite, dibnafila nichile de nikne ba'arba amas loy nichile de nikne. By falling upon it, he indicated that he does not want to acquire it with his dalet amas, but by falling on the item, which is not an effective kinyan. Rav Sheshes Amar ki tikin rabban besimta. The Rabbanan only enacted these Dalet Amos in an alley or Tzidi Rosh HaSarabim, the area adjacent to the Rosh HaSarabim, because Lo Dachki Rabbim, there's plenty of space, and he can avail himself of Dalet Amos Miuchadus, his personal four Amos. However, Rosh HaSarabim, the Kodachki Rabbim, Lo Tekini Rabbanan. In a public thoroughfare where many people are crowded, together he cannot acquire with his Dalet Amos. The Gemara brings a dissenting opinion from Rav Papa. Ki Tekini Le Rabbanan Bi Alma B'Stei Bal Habayis Loi. He can use his four amas in any public area. However, the Rabbanan did not institute this kinyan in a privately owned area. The Gemara digresses to discuss a chatzar's power of acquisition. Rish Lakish says, "Ketana ein lo chatzar ve'ein lo arba amas." A minor girl cannot acquire a get by means of her quartered or dalet amas because chatzar mishum shlichas is rabbi. A chatzar acts as a person's agent. Therefore, kehecha de shlichas lesla chatzar nami lesla. Since a minor cannot appoint an agent, her chatzar does not acquire for her either. However, Bi'echad maintains yeshla chatzar v'yeshla arba amas. She can acquire her get with her quartered or dalet amas because chatzar mishum yadis rabbi. A chatzar acts as one's own hand, as Rashi explains, t'chsiv v'nasim b'yada v'yada rishus ha-mashma. The pasuk says to place the get in her hand, meaning in her possession. Therefore, ki'echad isla yad, chatzar nami isla. Just as a minor can personally accept her get, she can accept it through her chatzar as well. The Gemara cites a braisa as proof. The pasuk says regarding a thief, "Imimatzi timatzi biyod hagneva," and the braisa expounds, "Einli elu yadoi gagui chatzir v'kafifa minayin tamalei mehimatzi timatzi mikamakam." If someone's animal enters one's courtyard and he then locks it inside, intending to steal it, he is also liable for theft. Now, the Gemara points out, "Imkein mitzinu shliach l'dvar avera." If a chatzar acts as one's agent, he should not acquire the animal because an agent cannot perform a transgression on another's behalf. Clearly, chatzar mishum yada. The courtyard acts as an extension of one's hand. The Gemara suggests two reasons why a chatzar can act as an agent even for a transgression. The reason for ein shliach l'dvar avera is divrei harav v'divrei tamma divrei mishayman. The messenger must obey Hashem rather than his sender, and he should not have carried out his shlichus. Therefore, the mishaleach is not chayiv. Based on this reasoning, we can make the following two distinctions. Ein shlich dva'aveira heichad shlich b'chiyuvahu. Only one who would be equally liable cannot serve as an agent for a transgression. However, b'chatzu d'la b'chiyuvahu mechayiv shalchai. A chatzu which is obviously not liable may serve as an agent for a transgression, and the mishaleach is liable. One cannot act as an agent for a transgression of his own volition. However, a chatzar which does not act willingly can act as an agent. The Gemara explains, the two practical differences between these answers are whether a kohen can appoint a yisrael to perform kiddushin with a divorced woman on his behalf. And ish to amala liisha akfer likatan, whether a man can appoint a woman to shave a child's payas on his behalf. According to the first understanding, their agency would be valid because labnei chayuvenenu. They are not equally liable, since a yisrael may marry a divorcee and a woman may shave a minor. According to the second understanding, their agency would not be valid because ibay avid ibay layavid. They have a choice. The Gemara now retracts its assumption that this machlekes pertains to a minor girl accepting her get, because the pasuk says regarding a get, v'nasin b'yada, he should place it in her hand, and the braisa expounds, gaga chatzer v'kafifa minayin, tamalim v'nasin mikom makam, a chatzer can acquire her get on her behalf. The Gemara therefore explains, le'ini get kule amalei pligi, the chatzer mishum yada is rabbi, a minor girl's chatzer can certainly accept the get as an extension of her hand. Rather, the Gemara suggests several alternate interpretations of the machlokes. Ki pligi le'ina mitzia. The dispute pertains to a lost item. Rabbi Yochanan holds yafina mitzia miget. The laws of mitzia are derived from get, and so she can also acquire a lost item with her chatzar. While Rosh Lakish maintains lo yafina mitzia miget, we do not derive the laws of mitzia from get, and so regarding mitzia, the chatzar can only act as her agent, and a minor cannot appoint an agent. Everyone agrees that we can derive mitzvah from get. Rather, they disagree regarding a minor boy. Rabbi Yochanan holds yafina katan miketana. We derive his laws from hers, and his chatzar acts as his hand. While Rosh Lakish maintains lo yafina katan miketana, his laws are not derived from hers. Therefore, his chatzar does not act as his yad, but as his shliach, and he cannot appoint an agent. There is no dispute at all. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kitana yesh lo yad," while Rosh Lakish said, "Katan ain lo yad." Alternately, Rabbi Yochanan said that a kitana can acquire a get, while Rosh Lakish said she cannot acquire a mitzvah.